a couple of brief things on the game because we've really, you know, focusing on Green Bay, but I want a couple of things on the game. You know, I learned, I often find myself quoting a great teacher of mine, Chuck Knox, and, you know, he used to say all the time, constantly, you have to make the plays you're afforded an opportunity to make. And if you look at us offensively in that game last week, we needed to make the plays when we had an opportunity to make them. And so, other than that, I want to move on to Green Bay and talk about the dynamic competition that we have with those guys. We've been on the wrong end of it a number of the last times, and we need to find a way to get on the plus side and come out of this game with a victory. And we're not going to use being banged up or playing backups as an excuse, because this is the NFL and that's everybody across the board. You can look across the league. Everybody has guys that are banged up. So we need to have another good session this afternoon when we go out. And we need to get ourselves revved up for a good practice day tomorrow and make sure that we're focused on each play as it comes and execute that play in practice the way it's designed, and then carry that over to the field with energy and, you know, have fun at what we're doing. You know, it doesn't seem like it's not just because of the losing, but it just doesn't feel like we're having enough fun. And this thing's supposed to be fun. When you don't have fun, you put added burden and added stress on yourself, and I don't think that's what we need to do right now. We need to go out and find a way to execute and get down in the red zone, because we've been pretty good in the red zone the last nine times. We've scored seven in the last nine. We just need to get down there more so we can do that. So I try to take them all personally. I try to worry about you know, what I can do to help us win, so I take it that way personally. As far as competing against the coaches on the other side and Dom Capers, I don't know, as you know, not being a player anymore and not having to grit my teeth and hit somebody. But I do take it as a challenge against Dom Capers. And as a player, I know where Brandon's coming from. You know, you have some matchups and you have some teams that you play against that it's a little bit more personal than others. When we were in Minnesota, it was the Bears and the Packers, and not so much Detroit, but that's the way it is. That's why I think we need to relax a little bit. I don't know why guys, you know, I'm hoping it's not me putting stress on them. I you guys have been around me. I try to keep it loose and have fun. But at a certain point, we have to look at every reason why guys aren't relaxing and making those plays, because they make them in practice, and practices have been sound and sharp, and no balls on the ground in practice, and we need to carry that over to the game. I don't know how many times Dave Tobe said to me after practices this year, boy, real clean, no balls on the ground. And what he's talking about is catches and turnovers, and then, you know, we go out there and then that happens. So we need to, you know, it's always trying to find something to fix something, and we'll just and hopefully that the energy and the positive spin that I'm going to make sure that I have this week, hopefully that relaxes them a little bit and carries them over. And I don't mean going out and playing relaxed football, because when the whistle blows, it's a battle. You know, it's you know, man on man, and you got to win that individual battle, and it's fierce. But I'm talking about, you know, take a deep breath and, you know, relax. Yes, we want to keep finding ways to get Matt. Matt's hot right now, you know, and we got to find ways to get him touches and get him more touches. You know, playmakers that are coming through for us and being explosive. He had a couple great runs, and we just got to keep going down that alley. Well, they're fast and they're very athletic. They play with great intensity. They try to play on the other side of the line of scrimmage, whether that be pass rush or the outside linebackers penetrating. They pose a challenge with their inside cross-dog scheme because it's on the other side of the line of scrimmage, and it makes for penetration. So, you know, Dom does a great job. They're well-coached, and like I said, they have a lot of good athletes, Yeah, we like James. He's a big guy. When he hits you in the pocket, you stay hit. It's like there's no more movement. You're not pushing the pocket back. Made some mistakes, but that's anticipated, and we felt like we would live with those mistakes as long as they weren't bucketfuls of them. Most of his mistakes were technique things that he'll get better at each time he does it. So, yeah, I do anticipate James being in the mix this week. I mentioned this last week, is when we're trying to protect first, we're keeping tight ends in. So it's hard to throw them the ball when they're protecting. So that's why, a big reason why their numbers are down, because we've been very conscious, I'd say, last month, of making sure, okay, no more games where we feel like, okay, we have this matchup, we're okay over here. Because it seems like every time I say that, then we don't win that matchup. So we're going to be very conscious of making sure we have chip help. That eliminates the tight end in some things. Would we like him to get more involved? Yeah, we like him to get more involved. And the way this thing works is when you're afforded an opportunity to make a play and you make a play, you get a chance to make more plays. And when you have a chance to make a play and you don't make plays, figure it out. It's not that hard of math.